He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 4,214th. One day I'm really going to get that math down to a science. We're back on the airways here, a giant 98.9 24-hour radio program. This airways is busy 24 hours.
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you hear something 24 hours on giant 90.9.
That's right. You had the jazz class this morning as you drive it in.
Yep.
This is weird, Emerson. I've not been in our studio since, I've been in our studio, obviously, but I haven't been on this side of the board.
That vantage point, yeah.
Since we did the renovation, and I mean, I could see the hallway now from here.
Yeah.
That never happened before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, some window there.
Yep, I can see the hallway. I can see all the way through Studio B. I can see into Studio C. I can see our conference area.
You can manage your class from that seat.
I'm hearing music somewhere.
It probably, is it me?
I don't know, but.
Let's see.
It's kind of heavenly music. I'm wondering, did something happen and I just didn't know?
Oh, I do hear the music. You hear music? Yeah. Tom hear music?
We got music coming from somewhere.
Oh, that's me. It's my phone.
Why do I feel like this? Why do I feel this is going to end up as a promo?
This is pretty good. This is pretty good.
I'm like, geez.
Yeah. It's weird. It's Okay. All right. I'll tell you the truth. Honestly, I am getting older.
No.
And have you ever had an opportunity? It's like this. No, this is not my topic, but. When you go to sleep.
We're already off script.
When you go to sleep. Oh, Tom Hayes is in the studio too. Good morning, Tom. But anyway, awesome teachers. Okay. All right. This is not my topic, but we got some older gentlemen in the room. I'm part of the oldest.
Older gentlemen?
Older gentlemen in the room. And we got Caesar. He's young too.
Caesar had a little traffic issue this morning.
To soft music when I go to bed.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that.
Before I go to sleep. Ocean sounds and whoosh and bird, well, a little chirping birds and little jazz. But that was my phone. That was my music that I kind of like listen to before I go to sleep.
So you're just bringing it back.
Yeah. I mean, it helps me go to sleep. Is that weird?
No, that's not weird.
Not at all.
You know, but it's so relaxing. And, you know, I mean, like in the last year, I talked about how I want this year to be. I want to emphasize on doing your best and staying healthy and having a good life. And I think getting a good night's sleep, I didn't get it last night.
Hugely important.
Friday morning is always my busiest morning. I'm always up late Thursday night before Friday morning show. But still, getting a good night's sleep is so important. And take that same thought to these young people. They got to come to school before I even think about getting out of the bed. You need a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and you guys, you know, you can't be running around at night. It's not my topic. You know, I got a topic and I got a big old board things going on with school.
What?
A big old thing called the big board. Let's talk about my big board.
All right. Well, I'm going to substitute for Caesar here and then I'll hand it over to him. Football coming up next Friday. And, of course, tonight's the scrimmage. But next Friday, the Giants taking on the Arsenal Tech Titans at 7 p.m. Coverage will begin at 6 p.m. here on Giant 90.9. Of course, we've got Inside Ben Davis Football on Tuesday here at McDonald's across the street.
McDonald's.
That's where we're moving to. School Talk, you're listening to it right now, 7:30. We'll replay the show at 2 p.m. and it'll be available on Audio Boom. If you search for us at WBDG-FM on Audio Boom. We're now all over social media. You can find us at WBDG Indy on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook. That's where we are there. So, you know, we're trying to as our good friend Ron Miner, DJ Indiana Jones, who was in here on Wednesday, he said, you know, make sure your branding is all the same throughout social media. So we were trying to do that. And ladies and gentlemen, that's kind of a small version of...
We don't do nothing small around here, Mr. It's like in Texas, you do everything big. So it happens. And that's what we try to do. We got some young folks coming here this morning. They're en route.
They're en route.
They're en route because this show, in case y'all didn't know, is all about our young people. And I've said it 99,000 times that, you know, if my young people aren't in the room, this program really does not go on the airways because of that, because our young kids are the future and the present. So we do a lot of stuff and things there. So we got some young folks coming in from publications, from Keynote and Spotlight, and I got the teacher in the studio. But like you said, it's all about the young people. But they're coming in. But since I got Tom in here, Mr. Tom Hayes.
How you doing, Emerson?
What, you got the title? They gave you a title back here, besides just teacher.
Student publications advisor. Do a little bit of everything.
You've been there a while, too.
14 years.
14 years. I high five that one, because but he's not there because of the money, y'all. Believe me. He's there because of our young people and the things they can do. And that's going to be another show, because you have seen a lot of changes.
Absolutely.
Even within the school district, but even with news media.
Big change in the years I've been involved.
And then the equipment that the kids use way back in the day, and what they're using now to gather the news media. And then even with the Mr. Guys. And then we got a big window here. It's like being outside.
Absolutely.
It's like being outside sometimes, you know, when you got the big window and you see folks, you start yelling at them, you know, hey, how you doing? What's going on? You know, it's crazy. But anyway, even with the way they gather news nowadays, is so interesting. The news gathering tools. They don't call the phone a phone.
No, we used to have to call our stories in over the phone, talk to somebody with our stories while they typed them. So, yeah. We used to have wax machines in our newsrooms.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that anymore.
Nope,
yeah, so there's been a lot of changes.
Now, I know you don't remember. I know we didn't have this at school, but I remember way back in the day when you watch news and you see the ticker tape machine and news, people being notified of news. But now you got all these phones and news is like right in your face. As soon as the news is happening, it's so, wow, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
It is. Sometimes it's overkill, but that's the way of the world.
It is. But anyway, that's going to be, we're going to talk about that tonight. But last week they had the, did you take advantage of the flapjack event?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. I really need to. I mean, I probably would have ate the flapjacks, you know.
I probably would have too.
But I didn't get involved in
a five stack instead of a 5K.
I didn't get involved in the walk, but I know I saw it on TV, and it was a very successful flapjack 5K event that they had last week. So hats off to that team that pulled that off. Carly Mason was out there. I know she was a big time involvement in that. So hats off to Carly. And she's a big time supporter of Giant 90.9, big time supporter of Wayne Township.
Yes, she is. A graduate of Ben Davis.
Yeah, yeah. Even the state of Indiana. She's a big time fan of the state. And she's one of my state reps doing what she's doing. Back in Area 31, that's where Tom's program is at. And actually, that's where this program here at Giant 90.9 radio and TV is in Area 31 Building and Trades program. But that whole building is just totally awesome. And I really want to, where are my kids at?
They just told me they are walking through the halls.
Where are my kids at? Shell, I want my kids. What you looking at? That's right. Got the microphone. What you looking at? Think you can be slick. You think you slick. See, that's my producer, my new producer, Caesar. And he's in what we call the Area 31 program. And that's what this program here is, the Area 31 program. You see, Caesar, don't you realize that this show is about you? It's about you, you young people.
Well, now.
And your future. And the things that you do now and tomorrow and the things you do next week and next year. You know, it's so important. I'm just messing with you. I love putting you on the spot. But you're my producer, bro.
Yeah.
How you like the hot seat?
Sometimes I get really nervous. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not like, you know, okay, what do I do now?
Yeah.
What is Emerson going to put me in now? You know, but when you're Area 31, this is what happens, because you got to be ready for the news. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing about the news. When I was working with the young people, when I was on staff at the outreach coordinator, radio and TV, we had opportunities to go out in the community And we had opportunity to cover news events, which was so cool. Went out to the state capitol, you know, go out to the airport, mm-hmm. parts of Indianapolis. And Mr. Goins always told the kids when in BDTV, when you go out in the and to do a news program, come back with a news story. And one time we did that. We went down to the state capitol to cover a news event. And on the way back, there was an accident. And we covered the accident. Just like the big guys on Channel 13, 8, 6, 5, 4, 5, 8, 19, 11, them, wherever those stations are. We did that. That was so cool. So that's one thing about news and young people. You know, you do real news while you're in high school. So you do the real deals, like being on radio. Like I told you guys, when you're on radio, you're on radio. Mm-hmm. When you're live on radio, you live on radio. When you hear yourself, other people hear you. But so much for me. In the studios, I got students. And now I put my students on the hot seat. I always ask them their name. I always ask them what college they're going to. And I ask them questions. So now, ladies first. Good morning.
Good morning.
Grab that microphone over there. Grab your headphones. Give me $50. I'm just kidding about the $50. Give me your name. Give me your name. And what grade are you now? And where you're going to college?
My name is Katie. I'm a senior. And I think I'm going to go to IUPUI.
Whoa. She said she think she's going to IUPUI.
I don't know where I want to go yet.
But do you realize when a young person says, I think I'm going to go somewhere? Do you know what happens to them if they don't go?
They never go.
No, I come to your house and eat your food. So you got to go to college to save your food. So you're going to a major? What do you think you might major in?
Nursing.
Nursing? Yeah. I love, push the magic button. I love my nurses. Oh, I love my nurses. You know, when you get older, you appreciate the science of medicine and the breakthroughs. I'm a prostate cancer survivor, and I love my nurses. I mean, they took care of me. I was like a baby. I was like putty in their hands. I was the greatest patient in the world. I was like, Mommy, I need some more ice juice. Mommy, I need some. I'm sorry. I was like a big old baby. Anyway, I'll get a young man in the studio. Give me your name, what grade you're now, and what college you're going to go to.
My name is Marcos. I'm a senior, and I'm still undecided on where I want to go to college.
Boy, you like to eat, don't you? I'm going to come and eat your food. You're still undecided. Well, the main thing is that you go. And where you think you might go?
I'm thinking in-state. I know I want to go in-state.
Okay, in-state. All right. That's cool. We got a lot of colleges in the state of Indiana. A lot of choices. What do you think you might major in?
I think I might major in accounting.
Okay. Oh, you like money, don't you?
Yeah.
Give me $50. I'm just kidding. Emory says, stop asking these kids for money. You know they're students. They don't have the money. They're in school. I understand. It's a flashback, you know. Okay, ladies. You're in publications. What do you do in publications? And what's your title? And what are some of your duties?
I'm one of the tri-editors. And basically, we assign...
What kind of editor?
What kind of editor?
Tri-editor. What does tri-editor mean?
That means the three editors.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, three. like the three drum majors in a band. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, okay, go ahead. Talk to more. Tell me more.
Basically, we just pick what's going on every week, and we pick what we want to focus on. We assign people spreads. We do captions. We take photos.
Okay. How do you decide what? Do you have a lead story?
Yeah.
Now, you're editor. What are you editing? Are you editing what certain publication, or are you do you edit? What do you edit? What publication do you edit?
We kind of do everything.
Okay. And tell me, what are those publications called?
Keyhole.
Okay. All right. And what's your first name again?
Marcos.
What's your first name again?
Marcos.
Make sure I get it twice. I didn't write it down. Marcos, okay, now, tri-editor. Mm-hmm. Makes three of you. And so tell me more about your responsibility.
We really, basically what she said, we're all the same. And we assign people to spreads. We decide what we're going to do on that week. We lay out spreads. Our theme is Our Choice, Our Voice. And we have a poll. We have like polls for our voice, and then our choice polls, and then our voice will be like questions we ask students.
When you say spreads, what do you mean by spreads?
Two pages in a book.
It's two pages. Now, two pages in written, like a book. Like you say, two pages. That's two pages in of the Kehoe?
Of
yeah.
The yearbook.
So it's like okay. Two pages that are like together.
Okay.
They're kind of like flow together.
You educate me because see, when I was in high school, I wasn't around to see the yearbook. I mean, my hometown Terre Haute, they had five high schools. I went through four of them. I was really smart. Not. And so I did not know I was even in a yearbook until I came one day here at Ben Davis High School back in, I'm telling my age now, but it was, I think it was 2007. A student said, Mr. Allen, I think my mama went to school with you. I said, who your mama, boy? He said, no, seriously, I think, so he brought a page from a yearbook when I was at Gershmar High School. I did not know I was there long enough to get a picture in the yearbook, Mr. Hayes. I saw my big old nappy afro in there, you know, and I was in the yearbook. I was so happy, but I didn't finish school at Gershmar, but I did get in the yearbook. And so what you do, so this is just a little word for wise and for your future to think about. It was huge. That was a huge moment for me. And that was in 2007. I was 50 something, but it was like, so what you do now does have lasting effect. That's what main thing I wanted to say, because I didn't know I was in the yearbook. And then when you look back at your yearbook pictures, it is so refreshing and scary. It's refreshing to see how young you were. You're just like, oh man, I had hair. I had a big old afro. Okay. All right. And now you said you might go to
IUPUI.
And you might major in
nursing.
But you're in publications now.
Yeah.
Why aren't you in nursing school? Why are you doing some nursing?
I'm doing CNA too.
CNA.
The CNA class at the Career Center.
Yeah. And that's smart. I asked that for a reason. Because you got to have a backup.
Yeah.
If you understand journalism and then, because when you get into nursing, you're going to be a lot of communication. You might get into nursing publications. You never know. Mm-hmm. You might be our next hero, our next shero who develops something. And you got to know how to present that. So does what you do, this is a question for both of you. How does what you do help you communicate in today's world? Ladies first. Because, like, you know, you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Teenagers talk how teenagers talk. Mm-hmm. But when you get into publication and news, you kind of get into the big boy, big girl world. Because what you're doing is for your peers, but folks outside the school, outside the world. Because you're on the internet. Mm-hmm. I mean, at one time, your publications were just in school publications. But now they're broadcast on the World Wide Web, the WWW. That's not a wrestling thing, but you know. So you have got to be able to communicate now with the world. So has that helped you in your growth as a better communicator? And how?
I think it has, because you have to learn how to like correctly write captions, correctly write stories, and kind of like make it presentable to everyone. You know, I feel like it helped me like become a better writer too.
Mm-hmm.
In like English class and stuff.
Okay, Marco.
Helps me be more outgoing and like less shy, because you actually have to talk to the students you don't know.
Yeah. That's true. It's like this radio show.
Yeah.
I mean, folks are like you're like, radio show to me is like being in a closet talking to yourself. I mean, we're talking to each other, you know. Okay. Yeah. It's like we're talking to ourselves,
yeah.
But we're not. We're talking to the world. And we've had listeners as far as Florida.
That's cool.
In California, listening to the show. On the internet. So you got to learn. Activities. Marco, what are some of the activities that you're involved in the publication? What other activity do you do at the high school?
I'm also a Purple Rain leader.
Purple Rain. That takes some energy.
Yeah.
Now I got a beef. Now you said I got a beef. Last couple of years, we've been lacking. I haven't seen the crowds in Purple Rain. What's the problem?
No,
I'm just kidding. So how'd you get involved in that?
Really just going to a lot of sporting events and participating, like going along with the chants and everything.
Mm-hmm. How important is student participation? and why?
It's very important because we have to cheer on our team. And, like, if we don't show up and they don't see the support, they're not going to try.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I want now, I'm going to pass something out to you. I want you, on this piece of paper, I want you to put down your favorite quote and why. Just think about it and write down. I'm going to put on your, it's a test. Put on your favorite quote and why. Mark, go ahead. You right. Mark, you can go and put it out now. I want to know what's your favorite quote and why. And how does that quote pertain to what you're doing now in school and your work in publications? Who wants to go first?
Can I just, like, say it?
You guys say it? Oh, go ahead, ladies. Yeah.
Well, I don't really know, like, the exact quote, but I know what it means. Like, I can explain the meaning. I don't. Mm-hmm. It's, like, kind of long. But it's like,
I got time. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's, like, basically, like, be water, because water, like, transforms into anything. So, like, if you put water in a bottle, it's going to, like, form into that shape. If you put water in, a square, it's going to form into a square. If you put water in, like, a circle, it will change to a circle. Basically, change your personality to the situation. You know what I mean? Kind of.
You like Bruce Lee?
What?
You like Bruce Lee? He's got a water quote.
That's probably it. I don't really know.
But that, yeah, it's like, and I can't think of it for love of money. And I
can't think of it either.
Yeah, so. That because it is about change.
Yeah, kind of like always adapting to a situation, you know? And like, kind of like always being able to, like, be put in a situation that you might not be comfortable with, but, like, figuring it out and changing your personality.
Sounds like life.
Yeah.
You know, because there's three things that, more than three things, but the one thing that, one thing that has three things, either when as it pertains to things that's going on in your life, you're either going through something, getting ready to go through something, or just coming out of something. I didn't say something, I said something. Not something, something. Because it's always something, you know. But that is a cool quote. And how can you apply that to you, to what you're doing in publication?
Basically, being able, like, this year we have a lot of new students who, like, I kind of have to be, like, leaders, which we're not really used to from last year. You have to teach a lot of kids how to do things and just really adapting the situations in your book. So, like, we become leaders and we also have to, like, kind of, like, help each other out, be, like, team players and stuff. So
taking that same leadership qualities, can you see how when you get out in general public and dealing with folks who don't know you from a can of paint, they don't know you from day to night. They don't know you for nothing. Don't know nothing about you. Nothing. Not a doggone thing. Nothing. Okay. And here you are. I got to communicate to them. How does the things that you do in high school affect that? How does it make you a better communicator? Because they don't know you. Oh, it's just your teenage kid, little whippersnapper. You know, does it help you? And how?
I think it does. I think it shows you kind of how to present yourself to people. I think it shows you how to be, like, professional, because we have to be very professional when we're doing interviews and things.
Okay.
So I think that helps, and I think that, like, kind of writing more maturely and, like, learning how to write professionally is helping us, like, communicate in a way that's, like, people respect.
I think it's forcing you to grow up faster?
Yeah, I definitely think that.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's good.
Okay, I agree. That was a hard test question. Marcos, your turn. You got a quote?
I don't know a quote. Like, I don't have a quote that I would, like, keep with me or, like, no.
But you... Okay. What drives you then? What is your driver? What besides your parents? What gets you out of bed in the morning?
My sister gets me out of bed in the morning because she graduated college.
Oh, it's your sister. Okay. All right, sis. Get props.
She was the first one in our family to go to college, and she went to Vincent's on a full ride scholarship.
Okay.
And I just wanted to. My brother didn't go to college, and I want to go to college and do something with my life and make something out of myself.
Okay, there's your drive. Okay, and now how does what you do in high school help you be that person, be that better person? See yourself going to go to a fast food restaurant or go to a gas station where that individual really does not want that job. You've seen those people out there in other places. They really don't like what they're doing. They just don't like it, and they take it out on you. Wait, what do you want? Next. What do you need? Next. And then you got to be the bigger person. You got to be the grown-up in the room, you know, act like you got some sense. So how is what you do in high school, in publications, in Kehoe? Even at Purple Rain, when you understand that your job there is to what? Get the crowd pumped up entertained, involved, enthusiasm. And that helps the young. Does that help the athletes when the crowd goes crazy?
I think it does because they see we're pumped up, and it's going to pump them up and do better in the game.
Mm-hmm. Now back to the gas station. Now you ain't getting out. You ain't getting away from that. So how does what you do in school help you be a better person out there in the streets of Indianapolis?
It helps me be more mature because, like Katie said, we have to interview people, be professional, and also talk to kids. Like you don't know, you have to be a professional in front of them because you don't want to go and like be a laughingstock of others.
Do you believe that your character, what you do in the street, reflects on the high school?
Yes.
Why?
Because people are going to see you differently in the street, and then when you're in high school, you're going to act a different way, and then they're going to be like, oh, he's two-faced or whatever.
Katie, same question. Do you think that what you do in the streets reflects Ben Davis? Or
yeah, I think that definitely how people act. Like, if people know you go to Ben Davis, they're going to be like, oh, they're going to have an opinion about you. So I think that, like, showing respect and being professional, like, definitely gives, like, a good name for Ben Davis.
Okay. Got a couple minutes left. And in your own words and in your own voice, Marco, why did you join publications? And what advice do you give to parents that are thinking about, or young folks that are thinking about joining publication, why they should check into the Area 31 in the publications program?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I just joined publications because it was a class to fill up my schedule.
I did that in college. I took judo, but go ahead.
But after being in it, it's like really gets you involved into things, really helps you be outgoing. And then Mr. Hayes is a great teacher. And I really, really think people should join publications.
Okay.
I kind of joined for the same reason, but also our other editor, Kennedy, she's not here, but she said that we should join because she was in it before we were. I think that people should join because really you get to be part of like a family. I think that we're all like, well, like we have a lot of new people, but eventually I think we're going to be like a big publications family and really get to be a part of something really special because we're basically making memories. Like people can look back in like 30 years and say, oh my gosh, that's me, you know? So I think that's really cool. Be part of something like that.
Yeah. You might not realize it, but both of you are kind of like good examples of the mission here in Wayne Township. And if you ever had a chance to read that mission, you will see what I'm talking about. And I'm gonna quote a little bit of it. Mission to provide multiple pathways for learning that meet or exceed the present and future goals and aspirations of our community in partnership as students, school staff, parents, civic groups, business owners, government, faith-based organizations, community members at large, and others. And that mission engulfs both of you, different ideals, came from different backgrounds. You came to a program for maybe different reasons, not wanting to be the next Cronkite. Or Katie Couric, you know, you hear it being yourself, but you got involved in something that you like, maybe didn't know if you would like it, but got into an environment that this is pretty cool. And that's what I challenge all young folks to do, step outside their comfort zone. Like you said, Marco, you got to speak to folks that you don't know. And then you got to be somebody that cannot be that person. And you find out that you can, because life is going to be full of all those type of challenges where you're going to meet a lot of people you don't know. I mean, you don't know. I mean, I never met y'all before, but I act like I know y'all. And that's so awesome. Okay, now, I'm over now, but my last question is, what advice do you give young folks to get them to come on board? Katie, what do you tell them? Why?
Publications?
Yeah.
Why
they should think about it?
I think they should think about it because it's a really great thing to be part of, and like, even if you don't like it, like, just taking chances, I think. And especially in high school, like, you only have, like, 4 years to do it, so might as well, like, take a chance and do something that you might really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And really, it's just being a part of something. If you like writing, if you like taking pictures, if you like just being involved in the family, then I think that you'll enjoy it. And awesome. I think that people should take chances and try to find out the things that they like.
Marco?
I say you should get involved into publication because it gets you involved, and then it gets you, like, it's your high school years, and you got to make the most of it. And you want to look back and be like, oh, all the memories I made, and not be like, okay, my high school years were lame. I'm not going to really look at them.
That's pretty cool. Well, I appreciate you two young people, future leaders and leaders, current leaders here in Bendez High School. We're taking time out of your, cause now you gotta, what's your first class? Okay, where you going? We gotta go. What's your next class?
Pre-Cal.
Ooh, Marcos.
You both have the same pre-Cal class.
Oh man, math, money and math. I would say something crazy like, you know, folks that like money don't like math. That drives me crazy. How are you going to like money and then don't like math? How you? That don't make no sense. All right, anyway. Okay. Well, thank you guys for coming in. Mr. Hayes, Tom Hayes, the advisor. He should be different title. Professor Tom Hayes, you know, the guru, the man, you know, the mega media man, the mega star maker, Tom Hayes. Anyway, thank you, sir, for what you do. It's totally awesome. All right, well, let me get you guys class. Hey, high five. All right, that was it for our second edition of School Talk for 2018. Yep. So, like I said, we do what we do. We talk about the students and what they do. So next week we'll have another topic, stuff and things we're talking to. Stuff, things we're talking about and folks we'll talk to. But you guys got to go to class. I got to get out of here. So let's take it home to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You got to teach them to be investors in yourself and know what you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right chat, like Katie, like Marco, like Mr. Hayes, like my producer, my new producer, Caesar. You the man. M-A-N, man. You the man. A young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. Marco, do you sag your pants?
No.
You better not sag your... Katie, what do you think about sagging?
It's not a good look.
It just don't look good. It looks stupid. I'm not saying that the students are stupid. I ain't saying that you are stupid, but you look stupid. Stupid. New rap song. What if you pull a pants out? Give me a condition. That's my views. And views to my guests. Views expressed from School Talk. Nice to meet you, Timothy. Wayne Township, Bendez High School, Giant 90.9. They're my views and views to my guests. Until next week, we'll talk some more stuff and things. I'll see you next week on School Talk. Who cleans mess up?